And you don't want to miss your chance to watch one of the nation's top football teams play in War Memorial Stadium. They're tops to us, are the Arkansas Razorbacks. And the tickets are available for this year's games against Louisiana Monroe and Ole Miss. And just like Kevin was talking about, you know, that tailgate, that's number one. I mean, that makes it all for everybody. The touchdowns and everything, the tickets are on sale for $120. No seat donation, $60 a ticket. You can get them. Feel the excitement as you stand up and call the Hogs with 54,000 of your buddies. And witness every snap from one of the nation's most high-powered offenses, led by whom? Tyler Wilson and Nile Davis. And every seat in War Memorial Stadium puts you right smack dab close to the action. You won't miss out on the 2012 campaign. There's two ways that you can get those tickets. Online at ArkansasRazorback.com or order through the phone at 1-800-982-HOGS. 800-982-HOGS. Razorback football. One program, one goal.
Let's see if you can swallow a few more times while you're reading that.
Was that rap good while you were eating?
Yeah. Did you get all that down while you did that commercial? Or did you just get about a third of it?
You're out of here.
I thought you did a good job.
Thank you, Tori. Thank you.
I'll just say right now, Shelly from our sales staff has turned into like fashionista. You're all about fashion stuff now. Your new wardrobe. I'm just telling you.
Well,
you're not,
you know,
the
where
Shelly.
She goes. Doesn't
she's
it?
Not the EMG. Like, he can't even do that. He's got to have.
I just did it.
Shelly, listen. I've known you for many years, Shelly, and something's happened to you in the last year. You have gone super fashion girl.
She went from super conservative to I'm just
yeah,
gonna let
I
it
am
all
walking
hang out.
The runway. Yeah. And then we've got Tori, who is rocking. I just said rocking food and rocking body. I think you need to scoot a little bit closer over there to Shelly for the webcam. I like when I know you know who I like. I know who's rolling in their eyes right now. Acree. He hates when I do this. He hates when I act like I have a compliment for an attractive lady who works very hard to be great in business.
She just had a birthday.
Yeah, I think it was. Was it yesterday?
Yesterday.
Hey,
yes.
Do you want to say how old you are?
21.
I'm just telling you.
I'm still on the anniversary.
Let me tell you what. I know about 90% of the women would love to look like you do at your age. So that's how are things at Down Home Catering?
They're going very well.
What'd you bring us today?
You have grilled chicken Caesar wraps. Very healthy. Yeah. And and you have a summer grilled chicken salad. It's very
Can I tell you?
With feta?
433-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. You can also go to Life and Feedback from Keithley Service Company. Or you can also email us at BazzleRoger@1037thebuzz.com. You know what now, what we didn't hear of 10 years ago that's everywhere now? Everywhere. Every restaurant, it seems, in America.
Yes.
What is it?
Wrap.
Wrap. There was no such thing as a wrap 10 years ago.
That's because they were called burritos back then.
maybe so. But now, if you don't have a wrap on your menu, you're missing out. And why do we do that, Tori? Why is that?
Well, it's more healthy.
It's cutting out that bread. Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking the other day about that sugar being a culprit of a lot of things. Mm-hmm. I hear a lot of people talk. Of course, there's processed sugar in bread, right?
Right. And, you know, I mean, but there's all kinds of different tortillas you can use. I mean, there's gluten-free ones.
RJ likes gluten-free.
I like gluten-free.
Yeah. Now, these are not gluten-free, but we can do those.
I need gluten.
We've got a ton of sports stories and other stories to get into. Oh, let's run through the phone board real quick, and then I want to dive into a few of them. We've already mentioned some in the early the first hour of the show. Good morning. Who's this? Hello. We're coming to you live.
We're going live. You know, maybe it's the old guy you hung up on.
Yes, please. He's not listening anymore.
He's done. He's been on us.
He's gone to Alice or Bob right now.
Listen to Corey.
Good morning. You're on the show with no name.
Good morning, Mr. Doo-Doo.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Doo-Doo. Let's see. You thought I was talking about statistics and stadiums and all that. Do you know which school and which stadium has the most consecutive sellouts in the nation? Which school is still doing it every Saturday?
That would be that's an interesting question. The most consecutive sellouts, the current streak of a Division I.
And then Alabama?
They're still doing it, and they're up to almost 400.
I would have said
Michigan, isn't it?
Wrong.
That's a good
You're
guess.
In the right conference.
Ohio State.
Wrong.
Notre Dame?
Wrong.
All right, that's it.
Michigan State?
The town starts the letter L.
Oh, Nebraska. That's right.
Nebraska.
We forgot Nebraska's in the Big Ten now.
Yeah, Yeah, I think they've had almost 400 consecutive.
They are wow. They are amazing. That school is amazing. How many? And I think they probably
have.
Have
you ever been there when they played? It's a sea of red. There's no other color. I've seen the whole stadium.
I've seen photos and I've seen them on TV, and they're classy fans too. They do a good job. They actually, when Florida State beat them for the first time ever back when Bobby Bowden was building Florida State, they gave Florida State like a standing ovation as they went off the field. How about that?
And they stand up when people get hurt and plot and all that. It's really going to be interesting when Penn State comes to town what they're going to do.
I guess you're a Nebraska fan.
Oh, I go there. I drive up there. It's 660 miles from Little